Thanks, Kevin. It's 8:35. Always a pleasure when I get a chance to talk to this lovely lady. You might watch her Tunes and Wooden Spoons feature on Facebook. You might have book number one, but book number two is now available, called Love Without Measure. Mary Janet McDonald joins me on the line from Port Hood. Mary Janet, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Scotty. How are you?
Not bad. Actually, you know what? I got a story. I'll tell you later. I'm not sharing it on the radio, but I got this. I got an annoyance happening. I'll tell you later. But my annoyance does not come with this book. And this book is book number two. I got to tell you. I'm going to start this before we get into it with book number one. When I got book number one, I was like, this book is awesome. And I looked through it and I went, you know what? My mom would love this book. And I went to try and find it locally, and it was sold out everywhere, right? And I went to that online place, that A through Z place that I'm not going to talk about, because I'd much rather everybody shop local than go to that A through Z place that you can get online. And I sent my mother a book, right? Just from my desk here at work, sent my mother a book. She had it within 23 hours. It was awesome, right? So you might still be able to do that. You go to that online place, but I'd much rather you go locally and pick up a copy of this book. But let's talk about the book before we talk about buying the book. So there are many different profiles in this, Mary Janet. Why are we profiling people this time?
I wasn't sure about doing the second book, honestly, Scott, and I had a hard time coming around that with the publisher. And daughter Margie said, well, what did you love about the first book, Mom? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I loved that I could feature the three mothers in my life. And she said, well, why can't you feature some other awesome women who are in their 80s and 90s and 100s and talk to them? And that's what happened. People that I picked represent the West Coast, you know, from Troy down to Shetty Camp, and have the different cultures. I wanted to hit that, you know, Dutch, Mi'kmaq, Acadian, Scottish. And some of them are relatives, and some of them are people I didn't know before. And they all are simple home bodies who just were the backbone of their family, and they had a story to tell that I wanted to share. And so it was very interesting for me, because I developed 30 questions that I'd ask every one of them when I sat with them.
Okay.
And you know, just wonderful things came out of that, and I'm better off for having known them for that little while.
Now, I know that I'm like a home cook myself, right? Or a home, I like to call myself a home chef, but I don't know if I deserve that title. And I've got a lot of recipe books, and I've looked at a lot of recipe books and read through a lot of recipe books, but this is more like reading a book than it is like a collection of recipes. Right? Like, I don't know if anybody else has told you that.
No, they haven't, but I love that. I love that you're reading and you're getting a recipe at the same time.
Right, you're learning. It's not just like you go through and you're like, oh, look, lemon blueberry cake. Look, raspberry cheesecake. Look, lemon tarts. I'm flipping through as I'm talking to you. But then a lot of them have certain names to it, like Nanny Sally's Donuts. And then the best banana loaf. I'm going to have to try that one. I haven't tried that one yet because I only got my copy of the book on Friday. So I didn't do anything this weekend, but I will be doing stuff soon. But like gluten-free pizza bites, and then you get into individual peoples and people's stuff. So did you have to like get somebody to give you their recipe? Yeah, was it hard to do though?
In the beginning, I didn't know. I felt that everything of me and my kitchen and my people was in that first book. And so this time I said, I don't have enough recipes for this second book. And I reached out to cousins and other family, immediate family, my children, my siblings, and to some followers. You know, I just kind of mentioned it on a show one day. And people just sent me droves of recipes. And I had to sift through them. I had to try them and bake them. And the ones that spoke to me and filled a particular need in a particular category, that's how I came up with it. And then I wanted to give them credit. So in the opening statement, I say usually where I got the recipe from and whatever. And so that is in thanks to all of those wonderful people.
So you didn't have to, like, drag it out of anybody? Like,
they were so giving.
See, I'm always wanting the tea, right? So was there anybody that just would tell you, like, no, I can't give you, that's a family recipe, that there's no way you're getting it?
Not one.
Really?
Not one person. Okay. Not one person wouldn't share because of that.
Like,
nope.
Even page 151 is Cecil's hamburger stew. Did he have a problem? Cecil, if you don't know, is Mary Jane's husband. He didn't have a problem giving you that recipe?
Well, I knew it.
You knew it? Then how is it Cecil's hamburger stew if you knew what it was?
I knew exactly how to make it, and we've made it together before, but you got to try that. That is a dandy recipe, and it's, if you love stew, like a regular stew, this is just the same thing, but it's got like meatballs instead, and seasoned meatballs, and it's so delicious, especially the second and third day. It's delicious.
Well, it's what it says in the book right here. And I quote from Mary Janet McDonald. When we needed to have a one-pot supper that would serve quite a few because you have like 18 children, Cecil would make this hamburger stew, and if there was any left over, it was even better the second day. End quote. Right? So putting this book together, Margie was one of Mary Janet's daughters, was a huge part in putting the second book together. Tell me why she pushed you into it.
Well, she's just the idea person mostly in the family. She's the one that just says, okay, you got to do this. Well, she's the one who started me on Tunes and Spoons. But, I mean, she is a beautiful photographer. She's a high school teacher by day, but she goes out and she photographs, you know, the beaches and the sunsets and the trees and the whole thing. So she really got into this food photography with me a little bit in the first book, and then she said, let's make sure that every recipe in this book has a finished product picture so the people know what they're going to get if they
what it's supposed to look like. Because I know I've made a few things that didn't look like it was supposed to look like. It's true.
And so, you know what? So I said, well, you're going to have to be co-author. And that's what she was and is. And I'm so happy to share. How many mothers get a chance to share and author a recipe book together? It's pretty special.
Yeah, I'm imagining it would be. When it comes to getting another present for Christmas, I don't know if my mother's listening, but Mom, it's on the way. Tunes and Wooden Spoons, Love Without Measure is the book we're talking about. It's Mary Janet's second in the Tunes and Wooden Spoons series of books. I say that, right? Because there's no way, like, you just put out this second book. You don't have any idea about a third one, do you?
There's not going to be a third.
Oh, come on. Never say never, Mary Janet. Come on.
I'm serious.
Okay.
There were so many tears and fears over this second book. I struggled with the thought of it, but in the end, I'm so happy with the result. I really am.
Okay, well, I will tell you, I'm holding the book in my hand. There's 179 pages of recipes and love and information, and just everything is personal. Like, every time you go to a recipe and it says something about that recipe, it just makes you feel like you're in Mary Janet's kitchen. And if you've never seen the inside of Mary Janet's kitchen, go to Facebook. Type in Tunes and Wooden Spoons. Find yourself a good cup of tea and a place to sit, because you're going to be there for hours. Right? Hours.
You've got to come for a visit. You've got to come and tell me when you're coming, and I'll make something for you.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'll sit down and have tea.
Are you serious? I would love to do that. I don't play anything, though. The only thing, I play records, I play CDs, and I strum a guitar a little bit, but not enough that I could play. My singing is atrocious. I sing well for me. Like, everybody can sing, but some people sing well. I am not one of those people. So when
do you play crib?
Really? We can just play crib for 2 hours and bake and talking stuff?
100%. Let's do it.
I'm in. Do you think people would want to watch us play crib? Like, I'd be 15-2, 15-4, 15-2.
Well, listen, maybe you can. I'm putting out a challenge.
Okay.
What's your best thing that you like to make yourself?
That I like to make myself?
What do you like? What's your specialty?
My special, like, if it was any meal at all that I make, it's the classic club and fries. Legit, that's what it is. It's classic club and fries for me. Yeah,
I'm full on every Sunday right through till the middle of December.
Okay,
I have a Sunday open in December. Would you come on the show and make something with me?
Are you kidding me? 1,000%.
Would you? Okay,
yes,
you're on.
1,000%.
I will send you that Sunday that I'm the next Sunday that's open.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now.
Unless I have a cancellation, and I'm going to look in. I think it might be the second or third Sunday in December, but
so
I'll
the
be 4th back
or the
you.
11th. I'm just looking at my calendar too now.
Probably more like the 11th, and I don't have my spreadsheet open right now.
Hey, whatever.
When I get off the phone, I'm going to do that.
Mary Janet, I would love to be on the show. Thank you so much. We're just booking that right now, live on the radio.
And, we are. And then after the show is over, we'll have game crib.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
Good.
10,000%. Tunes and Wooden Spoons, the series is on Facebook. The Love Without Measure book number 2 from Mary Janet McDonald is available locally, hopefully all over the place. Where is it? Do you know?
Locally in Port Hawkesbury. It's not in Port Hawkesbury. There's no place that really got
No, but just locally in the Quad Counties, like wherever.
Oh, totally. Yes. Yeah. It's at Celtic Sisters in Alt Cove. It's in the $5 store. It's at Home Hardware, at Fresh Mart, Co-op around here in Mabu, and everywhere. In Shetty Camp, it's at Le Trois Pignon, and lots of places have it locally. So go and support local.
All right, yeah, do that. And if you can't get it there, there is that place online. There is that place we don't talk about. I'd much rather you shop locally. No, 100,000%. I'd much rather you shop locally. But if you can't get it there, there's always the backup somewhere else. Same price, by the way, everywhere. So it doesn't matter where you go. So make sure you go local. That's my thing. Mary Janet, thank you for taking some time this morning. Thank you for asking me to be on the show and booking me on your show.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
I'm excited. I'm excited to be on Mary Janet's show. Yay! Mary Janet, thanks for taking the time this morning. I appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
I'll see you in December.
December.
See? There's the tune. See, I told
you. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh,
okay.
I've got a couple of them, so I can change during commercial. Mary Janet McDonald from Tunes and Wooden Spoons, the second book called Love Without Measure.